I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. What do you think of when you hear that Jesus is your shepherd and that you are his sheep? How far does this picture extend? Well, you probably think of the image right next to the altar, don't you? And that's the power of an image, isn't it? That it encapsulates our imagination. So here, there we see the shepherd is not one of the sheep. He's quite different than them. He is a man and they are an animal. And thus he is above them, taller than them, governing them for their good. They are creatures below him, unable to care for themselves entirely. They need his protection, his care, and providence. Thus we learn, even from the picture we see in the window. It's a lovely and comforting image. Sounds a lot like what we heard in Psalm 23. Even idyllic with rolling pastures, and there should be some still waters there too. But the image of Jesus as shepherd and you as sheep is more than just a pastoral countryside. In the ancient world, and in the scriptures too, kings and rulers were also called shepherds. This was not unique to Israel, but it certainly was true of their kings and their fathers. Consider how Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, and David were all shepherds, both of sheep, of course, and also of God's people. The sheep provided for the nation its staples, milk, wool, and meat, while the leaders, the shepherds, were to fulfill the responsibilities to strengthen the weak, to heal those who were sick, to bind up the broken, and to bring back those who were driven away, and to seek and save the lost. But Israel's shepherd kings were woefully inept at their vocation and instead exploited their sheep. We heard from the prophet how Israel's kings ruled with force and cruelty, thus scattering the flock, giving them over to be devoured by other nations and to wander over all the earth. It is true that leaders are called in the scriptures shepherds. And actually, there's one that you call shepherd too, or rather use the Latin pastor. And it's kind of an unfortunate term in some ways, because we have only one good shepherd, and the one whom you call pastor is actually just here to give you him, that your shepherd, Jesus. So I tend to prefer the picture of the pastor not as shepherd, but as a sheep dog, doing what the master commands, sending him forth, gathering the sheep, directing them back to their shepherd, Jesus. So I guess you can just call me Dog Gillespie? No, that doesn't work. Dog pastor? I don't know. You figure it out. You need only one shepherd king because no other shepherd king will do. As Jesus says, all who ever came before me are thieves and robbers. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. Even the hireling sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. Neither the false shepherds who fleeced the sheep nor the hired hands have what it takes to keep you from being devoured. There is a real danger in living in this world. We sang about it in our hymn of the day. Jesus' father David described it as walking through the valley of the shadow of death. There is evil in this world because this world has been given over to the evil one. There will always be those who will try to rob you of your well-being, seek to devour your life, and to destroy all that is good and beautiful and true. And the consequence of this sinful world's rebellion is death. And death casts a long shadow. There is a thick pall of darkness over all this earth, as the prophet says. There's only one way through this life, and that's to stick with Jesus, the shepherd and bishop of your souls. The only way to be without want, then, is to look to Jesus alone for your every need. The only way for you to see through the darkness and the shadow is then with Jesus too. Jesus, who is your light and your path. The only way to live without fear is to be under Jesus' rod and staff. The only way to dwell in the house of the Lord forever is to remain with Jesus now. Therefore, Jesus, your shepherd, comes to you, opens the door to you, that's the other window, calls you by name, and leads you out to feed you and to nourish you. So you hear him, and you listen to him. He knows you, and you know him. And the consequence is, if you don't hear him here in this, his flock, then you're going to try to find another flock where you will hear his word proclaimed. Because if you're sheep of Jesus, then you're going to be always listening for his voice, where it is proclaimed in its truth and purity. And he gives you then to follow the Spirit wherever he leads. So the promise of Jesus as your good shepherd is far more expansive than the image alone suggests. He is the shepherd king who rules with goodness, truth, and love. He will do what all of Israel's failed shepherds did. They failed to do. Unlike them, he searches you out, his sheep, and delivers you from sin, death, and the deceiver through his suffering and cross. He returns you to the good grazing land of his word and the refreshing waters of his mercy. He brings you into his flock, his Israel, his church. There he disciplines you with his rod, the rod of his belt, and defends you with the staff in his hand, that is his word. He surrounds you with the promised ward of protection of his holy angels. And he gives you to rest from all your wandering here in his sheepfold, as you, his bleating congregation, gathers around his table each Sabbath. And here with his manifold gifts of grace and mercy, he binds your wounds, he heals you, he strengthens you, and he keeps you safe now and forever. And then in a delightful turn, the good shepherd is also the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Unlike all the shepherds before him, he gives his life for his sheep. He became one of them, indeed, taking our sinful rebellion in himself, suffering the consequences of all our evil, shedding his blood to mark us as redeemed, dies our death, and then rises to new life that we, his sheep, would never die. The good shepherd, who is the Lamb, prepares a table even now before you, where he gives to you himself to eat and to drink. And in receiving him, he is with you, and you are with him. Souls are restored and refreshed, and his goodness and mercy flows forth. Just as you are clothed in the wool of your baptism, fed with the green pastures of his word, and refreshed in those waters of absolution, today you too will be strengthened in his body and blood. And you shall never want again. Thanks be to Jesus in his holy name. Amen. Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. We thank you for listening to this podcast from St. John Evangelical Lutheran Church, Sherman Center, in Random Lake, Wisconsin. If this podcast is of benefit to you, please consider supporting the work of St. John by visiting stjohnrandomlake.org, that's stjohnrandomlake.org/support, and give today.